Rice shut the book and sat for a time. In spite of himself, he was upset. "More pressure should have been put on the Japs," he said to himself, "to suppress this damn book. In fact, it's obviously deliberate on their part. They could have arrested this, whatever his name is, Arbinson. They have plenty of power in the Middle West." What upset him was this: the death of Adolf Hitler, the defeat and destruction of Hitler, the Partei, and Germany itself, as depicted in Arbinson's book. It was all somehow grander, more in the old spirit than the actual world, the world of German hegemony. "How could that be?" Rice asked himself. "Is it just this man's writing ability? They know a million tricks, those novelists. Take Dr. Goebbels. That's how he started out, writing fiction. Appeals to the base lusts that hide in everyone, no matter how respectable on the surface. Yes, the novelist knows humanity, how worthless they are, ruled by their testicles, swayed by cowardice, selling out every cause because of their greed. All he's got to do is thump on the drum, and there's his response. And he laughing, of course, behind his hand at the effect he gets. Look how he played on my sentiments," Herr Rice reflected, "not on my intellect. And naturally he's going to get paid for it. The money's there. Obviously somebody put the Hunsfort up to it, instructed him what to write. They'll write anything if they know they'll get paid. Tell any bunch of lies, and then the public actually takes the smelly brew seriously when it's dished out. Where was this published?" Herr Rice inspected the copy of the book. "Omaha, Nebraska. Last outpost of the former plutocratic U.S. publishing industry, once located in downtown New York, and supported by Jewish and communist gold. Maybe this Arbinson is a Jew. They're still at it, trying to poison us, this Jüdisches Buch." He slammed the covers of the Grasshopper violently together. "Actual name probably Arbenstein. No doubt the SD has looked into it by now. Beyond doubt, we ought to send somebody across into the RMS to pay Herr Arbenstein a visit. I wonder if Kreutz von Mir has gotten instructions to that effect. Probably hasn't, with all the confusion in Berlin. Everybody too busy with domestic matters. But this book," Rice thought, "is dangerous. If Arbenstein should be found dangling from the ceiling some fine morning, it would be a sobering notice to anyone who might be influenced by this book. We would have had the last word, written the postscript."